have. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, maybe you're out and about and this is going on in your life, or you've had to deal with something like this, or you just have some advice. We'd love to hear from you. That's why we do relationship rehab here with Marco and Krista. This is from Jackie, who says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love you guys. Love your show. I've got this friend right now who's really getting on my nerves. She's my best friend, and her name is Sherry. And she used to be so much fun. We would go out and party, have a good time, and drink in Wisconsin. You know, that's what people do here. Well, that all changed last month because she quit drinking, and it's not even for a good reason or anything. We still go out, but now she acts all judgy and stuff, and is like, 'Oh, Jackie, you shouldn't drink,' or how she really wishes I would take better care of myself, or alcohol doesn't have to be involved to have a good time. Who is she to judge me? She actually used to be the worst. I'm sick of it, and I'm wondering if your listeners have any advice for me, because I want to hang out with her." So if you have a friend, this happens in other lives, you know, other things too, like people that go on this huge diet and they start, they kind of preaching, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. Maybe you should get involved."
Listen, I didn't ask you. So how about that?
Where they start going to a church or some place that maybe that you
restart preaching.
Or where they just start saying, "Hey, you really should start doing this, and this is what I'm doing now." I guess the line for them is, where as a friend, they want to share with you their life, right? And they want to share with you what they believe and what's working for them.
Right.
But then oversharing obviously is you're trying to change somebody. So there is a fine line that she would have to walk. But I mean, if you're good friends with somebody, you find a way to resolve it, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's simple. You just don't ask this person to go out when you go out in a drinking atmosphere. If that person's going to make you feel kind of like uncomfortable and you can't have as much fun because they chose not to drink, that shouldn't be happening in general. You should never make someone feel bad because of something that they're doing, if it's healthy.
What are their best friends, simple. Though? So you're really going to just go out here in Wisconsin and your best friend?
Yes, we can go do other things. And so she has an understanding. I mean, definitely they need to talk about it. But if you're going to keep harping on me because when I go out, I decide to have like two martinis and you're telling me, "Ooh, wow, Krista, you know, that could pack some pounds on," or, "Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah." Yeah. I didn't ask you for that.
Right.
I'm out because I need to have some relaxation and I want to have a drink. And if you don't like it, then you don't need to come with me the next time. We can go shopping.
Yeah.
And if she's giving no reason, that doesn't make any sense. You don't just stop doing something because of no reason. So yeah. I don't really buy that.
She says not even for a good reason.
Yeah, there's no, I don't buy that.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what it
means. You may, there's a reason.
Let's get to Jason this morning. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
so it's relationship rehab here. It looks like Jackie is good friends with Sherry, but now Sherry stopped the drinking and she's like, "You should stop too." But Jackie doesn't really like that. Is there any advice you would give on ways to deal with that type of situation?
I mean, I'm kind of with Krista on this. I would say just, you know, form different aspects of your friendship with the person. Like, they're just not going to go out with you when you drink. And I mean, what I want to know is, what is the reason she quit drinking?
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly it.
You know, because let's say if it was an addiction thing, then... Yep. All she has done is replace the addiction of the drinking with the addiction of, "I need to control my friend."
Right.
You know, and live, you know, my life through their life. I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, yeah.
She needs to have a talk with her, get some understanding, and then just say, "Look, I love you, but this is what's going on in my life." And, you know, kind of be matter of fact about it and just let her know, like, it's not going to change the fact that they can be friends, but just how they are friends, how they hang out, that's going to change.
Yeah.
So
good. Well, good advice, man.
Thank
good
you.
Point. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Let's get to Tia this morning. Hey, Tia.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
Hi, lovey. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm thinking like she should just do it back to her and let her see how it feels to be judged about whatever she's doing. If she doesn't really realize it, that why would you do that to a friend?
Right.
You know, who are you to judge her? Who are you to make decisions? Who are you to make her feel bad or feel good about whatever? So, like, really? No, show her back.
So,
say something like, "Girl, you know what? I thought you were going to lose more weight." I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
So, you know, your best friend, you got to forgive, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So you can just kind of show her what she's doing, and maybe she'll be like, oh, well, that's what I'm doing, so maybe I should stop.
Well,
she could go back and say, well, why would you make a decision like this when there's no reason behind it? I mean, then you start, you know, throwing her under the table.
Put her under
the table. No, I don't even care. Yeah. I don't even care why. It's like, if you want to do that, great. Have them up our to you.
Yeah.
But, No.
That's why you like your friends, because your friends aren't supposed to judge you.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thanks for calling us, hon. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
love. Awesome.
Bye,
girl. Let's get to Susanna. Hey, Susanna.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up, Kalamazoo?
Flooding is what's up.
Oh, yeah. Looks bad out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. So, anyways, I think that part of having a bestie and being a bestie is unconditional acceptance.
Right.
So, I think that she needs to have a talk with her bestie and say, you know, I accept you for not going out and drinking, and I'm not going to push you to drink. But in the flip side of that, I expect you to respect me and understand that I am going to drink.
Yeah.
My best friend is a big 420-er, and I'm not. And that's how it is, and I accept it. I say, please just don't do it around me.
Right.
They accept that, and we do different social settings.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. So I just think they need to have a communication.
Have a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, that's really the basis of almost any argument. If you have a conversation and shed some light on it, get both sides, you guys usually can come to an agreement.
Well, I mean, for all she knows, her best friend's pregnant, and she doesn't want to tell anyone yet. And she's trying to, you know, not be, she has no idea as to why. I mean, she knows, but you know what I mean? Really, right. No idea. She needs to talk to her.
Good point. Very
Talking.
Good point. Communication is
what
key.
What is that, honey?
I know.
Text
talk
me.
At me.
Yeah, text me.
Yeah, text me. Thanks for calling, hon.
Yeah,
Susanna.
So there you go. She's listening right now. So some good advice there on relationship rehab here with Marco and Krista.